NPR's business news starts with Twitter's IPO. As we all know, Twitter began trading on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, and that little bluebird soared. By the closing bell, Twitter was worth nearly $25 billion. But this initial public offering really began in the middle of the week, with Twitter selling stock at $26 a share to big investors. It went public Thursday, and the price almost doubled. NPR's Steve Henn reports.
On Wall Street, when a newly issued IPO soars in value on the very first trade, that's called a pop. And this is what it sounds like.
$45.10. Twitter opens at $45.10.
Just hours earlier, on Wednesday night, Twitter raised $2 billion for itself, selling more than 70 million shares of stock to big institutional investors. Thursday morning, those lucky investors got to start trading their shares of Twitter on the New York Stock Exchange. Gary Bradshaw was not one of the lucky ones. Bradshaw's a retail stockbroker in Dallas, Texas.
I had a handful of clients that were wanting to buy Twitter.
He'd been getting calls all week.
Of course, they would all like to have bought it at the $26 price. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get any stock there.
In the end, Twitter's share price soared so far, so fast, Bradshaw didn't buy anything. But the investors who got in early made roughly $1.5 billion in a single night. Some argue that when a stock shoots up this way, the company loses out. It could have raised more money with a more open IPO. But John Coles at Credit Suisse says it's not that simple. It depends on the company's goals.
Do they value getting in more dollar proceeds? Do they value more having their IPO perceived to be a strong success?
Coles wasn't involved in Twitter's IPO, but he says sometimes companies want to pop. They're happy to leave a little money on the table, often because they plan to raise money from Wall Street in the future. They hope their IPO will whet investors' appetites. While Twitter found an appetite for its stock on its opening day of trading, right now, its earnings and revenue make it one of the most expensive internet stocks on the market. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.